Hey, Dave. How you doing, buddy?
Dave, good to see you.
Good to see you on this
Happy Friday night. Valentine's Day.
Yes. You know what? It's going to be cold tomorrow, but I'm looking forward to next week because they said we could be getting close to maybe 60.
Mm-hmm.
It's been the 50, mildest man. February, Skilling said, in 150 years.
That long.
It's been beautiful.
Yeah.
And I get some, kind of that seasonal effectiveness, whatever they call it, disorder. Anyway, and I
Seasonal effectiveness.
Yeah, that's what I get.
Yeah.
I get that.
Oh, yeah.
And I didn't really have it as much
this year, I think, because it
seemed nicer outside. There was more sun.
It was warmer, and outside of the very cold weather we had, about a month ago now, and that dreariness, this has been a very mild winter by Chicago.
Which I'll take.
Standards.
I'll take all day long.
Oh, yes.
I'll take all day long.
It's not over yet. But
it's,
don't say that.
It's going to be done. It's also Black History Month, and you just did a story that you can hear now at WGNRadio.com on Julius Rosenwald. And he was best known as a part owner of Sears Roebuck and Company back in the day. But the story is much more than that.
Much more than that. Yes. Actually, two parts to the story and how it came together for all of us here. First off, I should say that a number of us in the newsroom have put together stories about figures for Black History Month, and you can hear them all on WGNRadio.com.
I love that.
Julius Rosenwald was born in Springfield in 1862. He was the son of German Jewish immigrants. And when he was about five or six, his parents bought a house across the street from Abraham Lincoln's house.
I know. That
Isn't
alone
that
is fascinating. Yeah.
He did not know Lincoln, but his uncle did.
Oh, jeez.
And so, you know, he grew up there and around business because his parents were, you know, in the whatever type of business they could make a living at. And one of them being clothing and
retail. Yeah, saw that.
That sort of thing. And he got into that. He dropped out of school and got into the family business. Eventually came to Chicago and got involved in a company that was on the way up at that point called Sears and Roebuck and Company.
Kind of a precursor to Amazon, of course.
You know, it really is.
There's only like 15 or 16 stores left.
Isn't that something?
Yeah, and they're still headquartered in Hoffman Estates. Like 15 stores.
15 stores.
It's crazy to me. Yeah.
And what's interesting, though, is that the stores didn't come around until the early 1920s, I believe.
That's
it started as a mail order company. And he bought a stake in the company. The stock split. He became very wealthy.
Oh, yeah.
And then worked his way up in the company. And he just had this you know, innate knack for business. And helped grow that company, grow Sears and Roebuck, really into what we knew it as, Dave, when we were growing
up. Yeah, absolutely.
And what our parents knew it as.
I think he was responsible for putting the first retail store out there. It was like the mid-1920s,
yes,
like you said.
Yes, right. But here is where the story becomes very interesting in terms of what we put together for Black History Month. Here was a remarkably rich man, but a remarkably generous man.
Yes.
He concluded to himself and to his family and friends that he had more money than he could ever spend, and he wanted to help people. And this falls in line with a kind of a mission that you know he became aware of in not only in his family but through his temple in his synagogue, a word that was used called tzedakah, which means to help improve the world. It's a Hebrew word. And he just so happened to have read Up From Slavery by Booker T. Washington.
Yes,
Booker T. Washington.
And met him. Yeah.
Booker T. Washington was born into slavery. And when that ended, the Civil War ended, he himself thought education is the way for us as African Americans to get into American life.
And resources were terrible.
And resources were almost nil.
Yeah.
Right. So he met and talked with Julius Rosenwald and said, what I would like to do is start with five or six schools here in the South, because at the time it was separate but equal, which was really the Supreme Court ruling that said white children and African American children will go to separate schools, they'll have equal means. Well, they didn't, of course.
No.
So the way to get around that was to build schools for African American children exclusively. And Julius Rosenwald set up a charitable fund whereby he would donate a lot of money.
A lot of money.
The communities would put together resources to help build these schools. It started with five schools at the end of this program in the mid-20th century. There were over 5,000
schools. That's crazy to me.
I know.
In the southern U.S.
Well, yeah, and then he also had a fund that gave fellowship grants to black artists,
absolutely.
Including Maya Angelou.
Maya Angelou, Langston Hughes, go down the list. It is just remarkable what he did. And this all came together last fall when I was at my girlfriend's in Virginia. I'm reading an article in the National Parks magazine about this and the mention of the fact that he was based in Chicago and that now it comes out that there is a group of people that are trying to establish a national park, kind of like a national monument that will be centered here in Chicago for this. All the bells and whistles went off
hello.
In my head. And then I thought, I'm in Virginia right now. And I said to Gilda, my girlfriend, I need to find out if there are any existing Julius Rosenwald schools that are still around. And there was one 45 minutes away in Maryland. We went there. We met. It's a museum. But we met.
Oh, it is now.
Yes.
Oh, interesting. Okay.
It's a museum. There are pictures on the website. We have them up, you know, along with the story. And so when that came together, I said to Gilda, my girlfriend, I said, here we go. I have got the story for Black History Month 2024.
And I love all of your reporting and stories. And Dave's complete story can be heard at WGNradio.com. Thanks, pal. I appreciate it.
You bet, Dave. Absolutely.
All right, that's it for us. Raleigh James is coming up after the top stories from the Northwestern Medicine Newsroom. Have a great weekend, everybody.